Blackstone Audio presents On the Social Contract by Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Foreword. This little treatise is part of a longer work which I began years ago without realizing my limitations and long since abandoned. Of the various fragments that might have been extracted from what I wrote, this is the most considerable and, I think, the least unworthy of being offered to the public. The rest no longer exists. Book 1. I mean to inquire if, in the civil order, there can be any sure and legitimate rule of administration, men being taken as they are, and laws as they might be. In this inquiry, I shall endeavor always to unite what right sanctions with what is prescribed by interest, in order that justice and utility may in no case be divided. I enter upon my task without proving the importance of the subject. I shall be asked if I am a prince or a legislator to write on politics. I answer that I am neither, and that is why I do so. If I were a prince or a legislator, I should not waste time in saying what wants doing. I should do it or hold my peace. As I was born a citizen of a free state and a member of the sovereign, I feel that however feeble the influence my voice can have on public affairs, the right of voting on them makes it my duty to study them. And I am happy when I reflect upon governments to find my inquiries always furnish me with new reasons for loving that of my own country. 1. Subject of the First Book. Man is born free, and everywhere he is in chains. One thinks himself the master of others, and still remains a greater slave than they. How did this change?